Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybell Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend your Tuesday evening with us. And we're looking to have a great time in the Lord. So go ahead and grab your Bible, your pen, and your paper, and feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord with us. And we're going to ask if our own Evangelist Maybell Edmond would lead us in our opening prayer.
Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence, thanking you for this day, thanking you for another chance to broadcast. We thank you for your mercies toward us, for how you kept us, brought us up into this time. We are not worthy, but we are thankful for the great things that you have done in our lives, and we pray that you will stretch forth your mighty hand, that you will meet us here today on this broadcast, yes. That you will send forth your word, let it reach our soul. We pray that you will touch and bless today, oh Lord. Let the Spirit of God prevail. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Bind every evil work, everything that is contrary to your will. Help us today, oh Lord. Oh my God, we pray that you look on the sick and afflicted. Touch and heal their bodies. Deliver, Lord. We know that you're able, oh Lord. Those who are afflicted with the COVID virus, touch them right now, Lord. Heal their bodies. Give them strength where they're weak. Oh, my God, heal and deliver. We know thou art a healer. We know you're able to save, oh, Lord. You're able to forgive sins and blot out of transgressions. Move in a mighty way, Lord. Let your spirit prevail today. Let the blood of Jesus cover. Have thou in own way, Lord. Move, Jesus, in a miraculous way.
Oh, Lord, Jesus.
Work wonders, oh, Lord. Work miracles, oh Lord, have thine own way. We pray that you will grant the petitions that have gone up before you. Grant the requests. Oh my God, we know you're able, Lord. We take you at your word today. We believe you in faith, and we thank you in faith, oh Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We bless thy holy
you.
Name.
Bless your name, Lord.
You, Lord. For thou art so worthy. Oh, my God,
yes,
we
Lord
pray
Jesus.
That you will have your way today. Let your will be done. Bless the speaker of the hour. Send thine anointing and take full control. Send thine faith to the uttermost, oh, Lord. Light out of transgressions. Let sins be committed. Heal them that are sick. All those who are
yes,
naked on the prayer. Touch them right now, Lord. Heal their bodies, saved to the uttermost, filled with the Holy
yes,
Ghost, in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
Jesus, we thank you for what you've already done. We thank
you
for converting the soul. We thank you, oh Lord, for granting the prayer request. We thank you right now, Lord. We
thank
you
for
what you've done already. Glory,
hallelujah,
glory.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We praise
thank
you,
Lord.
Right
thank you, Jesus.
Thou
hallelujah.
So
thank you,
to your Lord. We
yes,
lift up
Lord.
Your name in the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank
Jesus, you are so worthy.
Jesus.
Your name is
you're worthy.
Worthy. From the rise
yes,
of the sun to the going down of the saints, we bless thy holy name. Continue to have your way. And let your will be done. Look upon every name that is listed on the prayer list. Continue to bless. Continue to save. Heal. Continue to convert
yes,
souls. Continue to bless, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. We thank you for what
thank
you've
you,
already done. Thank you today,
thank
Lord.
You.
Thank you for your mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your love. Thank you for strength. Power, Lord.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, we thank you for victory over the devil. Thank you, oh, Lord.
Yes, thank you.
We give glory and honor to thy name. We pray that you go with us. Stand by us. Bless and keep us. And we shall be kept. Bless us and
yes,
we shall be blessed. Healed and we
yes,
shall be healed. In the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray
indeed,
that you look on the speaker of the hour. Continue to bless, send thy word, send thine anointing, morning. Let it reach some soul, that some soul might be saved in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you right now. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. We will now read from the book of Psalms, the 11th number of Psalms. Beginning with verse 1, in the Lord put I my trust. How, say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain. For lo, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privately shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The Lord trieth the righteous, but the wicked in him that loveth violence, his soul hateth. From the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. His countenance doth behold the upright. Thank God for the reading of the 11th number of Psalms.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Evangelist Mizzo and also that beautiful prayer. And thank you again so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. And the access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice. Title, one school, and one is O-N-E. To visit the Gospel Truth Prayer, 1 o'clock p.m. on Sunday afternoons and 6 o'clock p.m. for Wednesday night prayer, Wednesday evening, you can go to 18 East Center Street, Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. Praise the Lord. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to keep Angelina Tolada in prayer. We want to also pray for Austin, for Grace, Harriet, Nettie McNair and the bereaved McNair family, Sister Maria McBride, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Sheree Freeman, Jonathan West, Larry Denson, Montrell Miller, Kenny Jackson, all those who are currently requesting prayer, and those who are affected by COVID. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. I just want to attempt to sing this song. Though the storms keep on raging in my life, and sometimes it's hard to tell the night someday, still that hope that lies within is reassured as I keep my eyes upon the distant shore. I know he'll lead me safely to blessed place he has prepared. But if the storms don't cease, and if the winds keep on blowing in my life, my soul has been
that sometimes in this life we're going to be tossed by the winds and the currents that seem so fierce. But in the word of God, I've got an anchor, and it keeps me steadfast and unmovable despite the tide. But if the storms don't cease, and just in case the winds keep on blowing in my life, my soul has been anchored in the Lord. Oh, my soul has been anchored in the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast over into the hands of Evangelist Maybelle, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that selection coming through DJ Hameen. My soul is anchored in the Lord. We must be anchored in the Lord in order to make it into the kingdom of God. So we thank the Lord for this broadcast thus far, and for the scripture reading, for the prayer, for everything that has been said and done to the glory and honor of God thus far. Now, we want to prepare our hearts for the word of God. We have a very dynamic speaker in the person of Prophetess Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, who will bring us the word of God on tonight. At this time, now the next voice you will hear will be that of Evangelist Cynthia Edmond. God bless you.
Praise God. Let us go into prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for these dying people. Thank you for an opportunity, Lord. Oh, my Father, to come before your people, God. Oh, Father, have your way tonight, Lord. Send the anointing and send your power, Lord. Oh, my God, touch somebody's heart, my God. Encourage somebody's heart, Lord. In the name of Jesus, have your way tonight, Lord. Save, heal, and deliver, God. Somebody's body tonight, Lord. Touch somebody's mind, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, send down that anointing, Lord. Send your power, send your healing, send deliverance, my God. In the name of Jesus, somebody out there tonight, Lord, they need you right now, my God. They're looking for somewhere to go, my God. Oh, my God, lead and guide and direct their path, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we'll be careful to give thy name the praise, Lord. Speak through me, Lord. Speak to me, my God. Send your word and send your anointing, God. Have your eternal way. These are all things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the opportunity tonight. Praise God. You know, God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Somebody out there ought to give God a shout out tonight. Oh, hallelujah. You ought to bless the Lord tonight. You ought to give God some sort of praise tonight, because God is good tonight. God is worthy of all the praise. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter what it looks like. Doesn't matter what it feels like. Doesn't matter what it seems like. God is worthy.
He's worthy.
Amen. We're going to go to the word of God tonight. We're going to go to the book of Psalms. Amen. We're going to go to the 34th number of Psalms. Amen. Don't plan to be before you long tonight. Amen. The 34th number of Psalms. Amen. This was a psalm of David. Amen. You see, David, he was a man after God's own heart. David was a king.
Amen.
Amen. And he was a ruler. He ruled since he was a child. And he made many enemies just by giving the word of God and by doing the will of God. Amen. Mm-hmm. What God required of him, that's what David did. So along the way, David made many enemies. Hallelujah. Some that sought to steal his life. Amen.
Yes.
They sought to kill David. Amen. Mm-hmm. So David was constantly on the run, running for his life. Just
yes.
like you and I tonight. Amen. The enemy is constantly after us. He's constantly
yes, he
chasing after us, trying to destroy our lives. The Bible says the thief cometh not but for to kill, steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and
yes,
have more abundantly.
Amen.
Yes. They sought to kill David. Amen. And while David was going through these trials, David began to say, I will bless the Lord at all
yes,
times.
Mm-hmm.
His praise shall continually be in my mouth. David was running from his enemies. Amen. Sometimes you got to run to save your life. Amen.
Yes.
They sought to take Jesus' life. But Jesus ran through the crowd. Hallelujah. He ran so fast. They said, let's grab a hold to him. Let's lay hands on him. Hallelujah. But Jesus ran out to save his life because it wasn't time for him to die just yet. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And David, he was on the run. But David was still willing to bless the Lord even though he was being tried. Even though he was being tracked down, hallelujah,
yes,
they were seeking to kill his life. But David said, I will bless the Lord at all times,
yes,
and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. We
yes,
have to learn to bless the Lord, no matter what it looks like. Bless the Lord, no matter how hard it seems, just
Lord, and camp around about them that fear him and deliver them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is that man that trusteth in him. You got to trust God and take him at his word. Somebody say, I've been going through for so many years, for so long now, but go on and bless the Lord. Trust God anyhow. Stay firm. Don't be moved from your steadfastness. Stay in the word of God. I don't care how weak you get. Stay right there. Woo! Yes, sir. Woo! Yes, sir. Woo, God. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't care how weak you get. Stay right there. Stay in the word of God. Paul said, when I'm weak, that's when I'm strong. Sometimes we feel like we're so weak. We just can't get through. Just can't go on. But somewhere in that weakness, there is some strength because you still have a mind to serve the Lord. You still have a mind to want to be saved. That's why Paul said, when I'm weak, that's when I'm strong. When it seems like I can't do nothing, when it seems like I can't go no further, I'm still going on. It looks like I'm just mortified. I can't get around. I can't get under. But I'm still going. I'm still moving. I'm still moving. I'm still moving. I will bless the Lord. I'm going to bless the Lord. Oh, my God. All that is within me. I'm going to bless his holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Bible said, oh, fear the Lord. Ye his saints. For there is no one to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hungry. But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. You see what I said? I will bless the Lord. I can understand David. I will bless the Lord because he brought him through so many times. He won't allow the enemy to take his life. He won't allow. He wouldn't allow the enemy to even catch him. Every time David got in the midst of the enemy shoot daggers at him, start throwing knives at him. David take off running. He see him again. Somebody tell where David was. He finds out where he was. He come with his crew. Start throwing knives. David run again. But David kept on blessing the Lord. He kept on praising God. Kept on thanking God. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, my God. Bless the Lord, saints. Come ye his children. Hearken unto the voice. Hearken unto me, and I will teach you to fear of the Lord. What man is it that desire life and loveth many days that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking God. Depart from evil and do good. Amen. Seek peace. Amen. You don't have to argue with him. Just shut your mouth. Amen. Let the devil talk to himself. Hallelujah. The Bible said a soft answer turneth away wrath. Sometimes you just got to be quiet. Hallelujah. Let the devil rage. Let him roar. Because that's what he's going to do anyway. He huffs and he puffs and blow out a bunch of smoke. But when you start putting Jesus on the devil. The Bible said demons fear and they tremble at that name that's called Jesus. And watch the devil flee. He'll flee for a season. But you put Jesus on that devil, he'll get out of your way. The eyes of the Lord are open. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and his ears are open unto that cry. Amen. You got to cry out to him sometimes. Sometimes you got to stretch out on your belly. Cry out to the Lord. Hallelujah. He'll hear your cry.
off
the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth. You hear what the word of God say? The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. I don't care what kind of trouble you're in. You might be up to the top of your neck in trouble. Everywhere you go, it's trouble, trouble, trouble. The Bible says, man born of a woman and of a few days, full of trouble. But God, he's them out of them all. He'll take away your trouble. He'll take away your trials. All you got to do is just bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart and save as such that be of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. Many are our afflictions. We go through many trials, many tribulations. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, but the Lord, he delivers them out of them all. He delivers them out of all his troubles.
Amen.
David said, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him out of all his troubles. Amen. That's what we got to do sometimes. Cry out to the Lord. Amen. Sometimes, amen, you got to cry all night. Cry all day. Amen. David sought the Lord all the time. Amen. He said his meat was his tears. Every time he turned around, David was praying. He was seeking God. He was crying out to God. Sometimes you got to cry for forgiveness. You got to get forgiveness from the Lord. It don't mean the Lord left you because you might have sinned, because he promised in his word. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you, but I'll be with you always, even to the end of the world. But sometimes we take a detour. We get off track. But as long as you don't leave the Lord and you still have a desire to serve God, God, he'll work in your favor. That's like he did David. David had a man killed so he could get his wife, but he never left the Lord. He sought the Lord. He kept on seeking God. They kept on trying to kill him, but he kept on seeking God. And God began to clean him up. He began to cry out unto the Lord, create in me, oh God, a clean heart and renew a right spirit. Renew a right spirit within me. David sinned against God, and he was sorry that he sinned against God. That's why he said a broken heart and a contrite spirit, he will in no wise despise. You break up your heart. Be sorry that you sinned against God. Be sorry that you committed that evil act. God, he'll come in like a rushing mighty wind, and he'll refill your soul with the Holy Ghost. You can get up and go on. It's those that commit a sin, and they go on back out in the world. They just give it all up because the enemy will trick them up and tell them, you might as well give up now. There is no hope. You sinned against God. But my Bible tells me in the book of John, hallelujah, he said, if you sin, we have an advocate, Jesus Christ the righteous. We can call on that name. We can call him until he rains down righteousness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We can call on him, and he will deliver. Amen. He keepeth all of his bones. Not one of them are broken. Amen. Didn't let no bones be broken. Amen. Didn't let David's bones be broken either. Amen. He was talking about Jesus. Amen. But he didn't let David's bones be broken either. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. The Lord redeemeth the soul of them that trust in him shall be desolate. And none of them that trust in him shall be desolate. Amen. Desolate. We got to bless the Lord, saints. Just continue to bless the Lord. I don't care what the enemy says. I don't care how he rise up. He'll make it look like you'll never be delivered. He'll make it look like you'll never get out of this situation.
don't
hear you. That's what he'll tell you. God don't hear you. You a sinner. He don't hear you. You sinned against God. He ain't hearing your prayer. But the devil is a liar. He said he hears not. We know that he hears not a sinner's prayer, but a broken heart and a contrite spirit. He will in no wise respond. Like I said, if you didn't turn around and go on out in the world and commit all kinds of sin and pick up that old evil spirit that you had, in other words, a backslider, that's what a backslider will do. He'll go on out and wallow in the muck and the mud. After God cleaned him up, he'll go on back. He'll go out there and get back in the muck and the mud, get all dirty again. Get all filthy again, but won't return unto the Lord, won't seek the Lord's face. He continue in it. Oh, my God. But you don't have to be right there.
Amen.
You don't have to be right there. Amen. You commit that sin, the Bible said repent and do it quickly. That's what the word said. Repent and do it quickly, unless I will come and remove the candlestick out of this place. Hallelujah. Yes. You repent of that sin. Amen. God, hear your cry. He's our advocate. I'm talking about the saints. God is our advocate. He knows that we're in the flesh. The flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. Amen. This old flesh. Hallelujah. Sometimes it do what it feels like it wants to do. Hallelujah, that's why we got to die daily. Sometimes we got to turn down our plates and give it up. Give up the food. Give up the drink until God stop by and touch your mind. He'll let you know when your sins are forgiven, because he will speak to you through his mouth. He'll speak to you through his word. Hallelujah. It's too much Bible to go on back out in the world and give it up. It's just too much word. But the enemy is kicking people up, telling them they can't be. Amen. He's telling them they can't be saved. Amen. They done been with the Lord all these years. Amen. They committed sin. And the devil will start talking to them. Oh, you done did this. You done done it now. There's no hope for you now. Amen. But Job said there's hope in the tree. Amen.
Yes.
There is hope. As long as Jesus is alive, there is hope. Hallelujah. Yes. I don't have a mind to go back out in the world. I don't have a mind to do those things that I did. Amen. Because you look at this world now. These people are going to start crazy. Amen. They putting some of everything in the drugs. They cutting up, carrying on, calling wrong, right, right, wrong, believing lies, won't even believe the truth. Amen. God done gave them over. Amen. Mm-hmm. Some of them to a reprobate mind to do those things which are convenient, which are not convenient.
Not convenient.
Amen. That's what he gave them up to. And that sin of perdition, amen, is already here. Hallelujah. Because they didn't obey the prophets. They wouldn't obey the teachers. Amen. They wouldn't obey the word of God. Right. Hallelujah. God desired them to believe a lie and be damned. And that's what's going on now. That old Antichrist has come into the world. As Jesus said, is already here. Hallelujah. It's changing people's minds. Captivating their minds. They saying, I'm the one. I am the chosen one. I'm the one that God sent. I'm the one that God sent to you. They ain't even living right. They living like the devil. But there's only one Messiah, and his name is Jesus Christ the righteous. That's who I'm looking for to come. When he cracks the sky, I know it's Jesus. I know he's there. I know it's him. And I'm looking to be caught up. I'm not looking for no man that's walking the street talking about I'm the Messiah. I'm the chosen one. You're the liar. You're the chosen one of the devil that he chose to save your life. Oh, my God. Because God cannot lie. He's a truthful God. He's an unadulterated God. Oh, Lord. There's no God found in his Jesus, yes. I'm sick. Hallelujah. When my throat hurts, I'm going to bless the Lord. Sometimes I might not be able to get it out, but I know one thing. Even if I say it in my mind, God, he hears. He hears my praise. Amen. He hears my praise. Praise God. I thank God tonight for his word. I'm a little stirred up. I thank God for the word. Thank God he's good. Amen. David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. And his praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Amen. And I'm going to show you something in the word of God. The word of God said, blessed is he whose transgression is sin is covered.
Yes.
Amen. Covered by the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's why I said there's no need to go back out in the world. Stay over here on the Lord's side. Suffer it out on the Lord's side. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I'd rather suffer with the saints, with
yes.
the righteous ones, to endure season than for a season. Because it's only for a season. Hallelujah. Go ahead and live it up. Go ahead and buy your fancy cars. Buy your fancy clothes. Buy your fancy house. Get all the degrees you want. Spend all the money you want. But in the end, it's all going down. Nothing's going to stand but the word of God. Amen. It's going to be the word of God that's going to take us through. Amen. And I want to be ready when Jesus comes back. I want to be ready. That's why I'm suffering. I could have gave up a long time ago and walked away, but I don't have that mind. Oh, yeah, the devil, he'll talk to you and tell you, you might as well do that. What you hanging around for? What you doing this for? God ain't going to deliver you. He ain't going to make no way for you. I got news for you, devil. The way is already made. Amen. I'm just waiting to walk through it. Hallelujah. I'm just waiting to walk through. Hallelujah. How you like them apples, devil? I'm just waiting. Hallelujah. The Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up as wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Hallelujah. I'm going to wait right here till Shiloh come. Yes, Lord. I'm going to wait on the Lord.
Yes,
I don't
Lord.
Care what, how long he takes. Because one thing, I don't mind waiting on him. I get impatient with people sometimes. But I sure don't mind waiting on the Lord. Because I know he's going to show up. I know he's going to come. And when he comes, he's going to come quick. He's going to come righteous. He's going to come quickly. Hallelujah. And he's going to come with his reward in his hand.
Amen.
Amen. He's going to come with the reward. And he's going to reward me. Right down here. I'm not just talking about when I get in heaven. I'm talking about right down here. He's going to come with the reward. Amen. And he's going to come quickly. Amen. And everybody of assurance, he's going to know that is God. Hallelujah. Right now, they think the devil is moving. Hallelujah. They think the devil has entered you. Hallelujah. The devil got you moving. Thank you, Jesus. But the songwriter wrote a song to everything is moving by the power of God. Hallelujah. The Bible said, in him I have my being. In him I move and I have my being. Amen. That's what comes from the Lord. Amen. The devil is trying to snuff out my life. Amen. He don't want me to do nothing. Amen. Don't want me to do nothing for the Lord. But God, he's good. He don't want you to do nothing either. He's trying to take your life. Amen. The Bible said the thief cometh not before to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. But Jesus said, I have come that you might have life, and that more abundantly. And you know, sometimes the devil comes from the same ones that you done been around all this time. Hallelujah. David said it was those that put their feet under the table with me. Those are the ones that turn on you. Those are the ones that turn their back on you. Hallelujah. But I don't care. As long as I suffer for righteousness' sake, I know that I can gain a crown as long as it's for righteousness' sake.
Amen. I know that I'll gain that crown that Jesus promised me. Amen. I'm looking to be with Jesus. Hallelujah. The Bible said in St. Matthew, the 5th chapter, it said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for thy name's sake, for my sake, Jesus said, for his sake. Hallelujah. He said, rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they, the prophets which were before you, they persecuted the prophets and the saints of old. Hallelujah. We're going to be persecuted. Hallelujah. But as long as we stand right there and bless the Lord. Amen. I had an individual a few years back call me all kinds of names, jumped up in my face, called me all kinds of names, said what they were going to do to me, called me a liar, said you don't have the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost leaked. Hallelujah, pick me up, and I began to leak and say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The devil shut up and walked away. Thank you, Jesus. God, he approved himself. Hallelujah, you don't have to think what to say. When you go before magistrates, you go before people, you ain't got to think about what you want to say. Amen. Because the Holy Ghost, he'll speak for you. Amen. That individual had to turn and walk away. They was ramping and raging. Hallelujah. But when God began to prove himself to them, they began to walk away. Amen. Saints, we ought to bless the Lord. Amen. Don't be ashamed. I don't care where you are. You can be driving in your car. Lord, I thank you. On the job, bless your name, Jesus. You're so worthy. Amen. We need to learn to give God the fruits of our lips. Hallelujah. We always giving everybody else lip service. Let's give God some lip service and tell God, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I thank you for another day. I thank you for blessing me this day. This day, claim the blessing. Amen. I thank God for his word. Thank God for what he's given me to say. And I ask you to continue to pray my strength in the Lord, those of you that can get a prayer through.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that beautiful message, that powerful message. Oh, I tell you, I know her soul is stirred up. Glory to God.
Yes.
I tell you, she preached, so I'm stirred up. Let everything that had breath praise the name of the Lord. We don't have no excuse. I will bless the Lord at all times. I don't care what I'm going through, what happened. I don't care how the devil cut up. I'm going to praise my God because I know in whom I have believed. Glory to God. There may be somebody out there that's going through something, and the devil's been trying your very soul, trying to get you to throw up hands, not praise God, and forget about what God has done. But no, this is not the time for that. Let us pray because we know that prayer changes things. Glory to God. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the word of God that came through your servant. We pray that you let your word penetrate and touch and bless some soul. We know you're able. We know you got the power. Teach us, oh Lord, and help us to bless your name at all times. No matter what we're going through, no matter how we're being tried, your name anyway, for thou art so worthy. Oh, my God, help us to look to you. Help us to give that situation over to you, for you know how to work it out. You can fix every situation. You know what your people are dealing with. You know what we're going through. You know how to work it out and fix it in our favor. We are trusting in you and looking to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Continue to bless us. Help us to continue to look to you and take you at your word. Help us to bless thy holy name. When trouble comes our way, help us to bless you. When things don't go our way, help us to bless your name. Help us to lift up thy name and get glory and honor and praise unto thy name. For thou art so worthy. Look on your people. Strengthen your people where they're weak. Build them up where they're torn down. Encourage their hearts. Strengthen them the more. Help us to stand, O Lord. We want to go through. We want to serve you. We want to continue living for you. In the name of Jesus, have thine own way. Let thy will be done. Oh, my God. Look on the speaker of the hour. Continue to sing your word through her. Continue to anoint her for thy service. Have your way, O Lord, in her life. Work it out in her favor. You know all about it, Jesus. Give her strength, O Lord, that she may continue to preach thy gospel and say what you give her to say. In the name of Jesus, oh, my God, we pray that you look upon every soul that is on this line. We pray that you touch, bless, save, heal, and forgive. Blot out of transgressions. Let sins be forgiven. In the name of Jesus, touch, heal, save, and deliver. And we will give thy name the praise. We will bless thy name. We will bless you when trouble comes our way. We will bless you when we are talked about. We will bless you when we are scorned. We will bless thy name, for thou art so worthy, and we thank you right now. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for your precious word. We thank you for the speaker of the hour. We thank you, O Lord. Bless your holy name. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to the name of the Lord, for thou art worthy. And we thank you for this prayer. This prayer we pray. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. This was a beautiful message, powerful message sent from the Lord. It's right on time. God knows what we are dealing with, and he knows what we are going through. Glory to God. We thank God at this time. We thank God at this time. If there's any ministers on the line, evangelists, that would like to have remarks, you may switch over, come on over on the broadcast, and we will allow you to give remarks. At this time, the floor is open.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Cynthia, speaking about blessing the Lord at all times. She preached. I mean, this
yes,
woman.
Yes, she did. She preached under
the anointing. And, you know, she was saying we have to keep a praise down on the inside, even through, you know, the things that we're going through, not just in the good times, but when men revile us, you know, when they when they speak against us, when they cast us out of their synagogue, you know. We have to bless the Lord. And, you know, some people, they're so reactive. You know, they're like, they're attacking me, but they're not attacking you. They're attacking God. And he's the one that's going to fight for us. So we want to just get up there and just bless God. And I like the story that she, the testimony that she began to tell of how when someone got in her faith, how the Holy Ghost took over and started leaping through her. And I tell you, just imagine that. You're up there trying to have a, you know, argument with someone and they start praising God. You know, what can the devil do? But I tell you, I enjoyed this word. It was a very beautiful message, very encouraging, even as she began to talk about, you know, some people, how the devil, he'll try to trick you just because you mess up or just because you sin. But we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He's the propitiation for our sins. So we don't have to give up and go back out into the world. We can still continue to bless him. And he can, until he delivers us. She said so many beautiful things. And I'm just so encouraged. And I thank God for you, Evangelist Cynthia. Keep on preaching the word of God.
Amen. Man, praise God. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. And I was listening to this service, just enjoying it. I was kind of out
and about, but I thank God that I was able to hear this beautiful service and that beautiful anointed message that came through. I tell you, I'm encouraged to bless the Lord at all times. I'm encouraged through this word of God, and she brought out so many beautiful points, and I wish everybody could have heard this message on tonight, because the Lord spoke directly to everyone, and we all need to take this word in. It's so important that we bless the Lord. We got to keep that praise on the inside. And when the enemy wants us to say something negative or something wrong, a praise will come out instead. You open your mouth, and the praises of the Lord will just come out. Come on, let's bless the Lord. Bless the Lord with me. Let's praise him. Let's lift him up. I just thank God, because God does wonders. He works wonders. He breaks chains. He opens doors when we give him praise. And I truly enjoyed the word of God, encouraging you to take this word in and apply it to your life and live by it daily. And I want to encourage Evangelist Cynthia to continue to preach the word of God and allow God to use you, because God truly has anointed you. And just let God have his way. And I thank God for this broadcast, for the Gospel Truth broadcast, and for all of you who keep listening and tuning in. May the Lord continue to bless you. And I thank God for all things, and I ask that you'll continue to pray for me.
Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Sister Rhoda, would you like to give remarks?
Yeah, I want to thank the Lord so much for the woman of God, Sister Cynthia. And the Lord bless
yes.
you.
Yes, yes.
She has really, God has really reminded us about weapons. You know, we are fighting every day until Jesus comes back. And there are so many weapons we are supposed to use. I am really impressed with this reminder of this weapon of praising. It reminds me the battle of Joseph and the Israel. They were surrounded by great armies, seven countries' armies. But you know what? God instructed them. He told them just to praise. After praising, until God took over the battle, and the enemy were defeated. So let us learn to praise God. It doesn't matter whatever we are passing through. I know it's not easy. But the good news is this. God, if he's on our side, who can be against us? Also, he reminded us about crying to him. Whatever we are passing through, let's cry to him. He hears. In the book of Jeremiah 33, verse 3 says, call unto me and pray. I'll answer you and show great things. Thank you so much, sister. May the Lord continue to bless you and use you for his glory. Thank you.
God bless you. Thank the Lord. Any other evangelists on the line? Well, we thank the Lord. Thank God for the word of God. I tell you, my soul is stirred up and very much encouraged through the word of God that I heard coming through Dr. Evangelist Cynthia Edmond on tonight. She preached under the anointing, and I enjoyed that word. It was a timely message. Because the people of God are going through, and they're being tried. And I tell you, Satan wants us to sit down and be quiet, but we won't do it. No, we're going to praise God, because he's been good to us. He's our deliverer. So we're going to bless the Lord. I don't care what we're going through. We're going to continue to bless the Lord and to give glory and honor to his name, because praises are comely for the people of God. So we want to encourage Vanna Cynthia, continue to preach the word of God and continue to let the Lord have his way in your life. I truly enjoyed the message on tonight. If that's all, we want to encourage all of our listeners to continue to tune in to the Gospel Truth broadcast. And we look forward to being back again on Sunday night, Lord's will. We say good night, and God bless you.
Come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Come on and bless the Lord with me. Bless
Nobody's gonna hang up.